I taste just like candy.
I taste just like candy. What's up? It's Mary Jane and
Munchies.
So, y'all, we took a hiatus because this episode was very heavy. Like extremely heavy. Like, we had to, like, reflect ourselves. Like, what had happened, dog? Like, what did we really just say? Like, what had really been going on in the world? And the episode handles a lot of what we've been feeling towards just being Black in America.
Really and truly. It's not a somber, sad episode. We try to keep it super upbeat, but these are serious topics. And so we just wanted to have, like, a little disclosure that this might not be our regular type of, you know, smoke, chill, food, eat content. But it's something we really wanted to bring forth on our platform.
With Black Lives Matter, like, almost resurfacing, it seemed like. It seemed like they went away, but, you know, the dying of our people never went away. So, you know, they actually have been a major help just getting the word around. A lot of people might have their differences with the actual standing point of Black Lives Matter, but to be real, how do we know about what we know about right now? When was this started before this? But the pre-civil rights era, or post-civil rights era. So, you know, those type of things are the things we think about when we produce our content. Like, we are doing this because we live through this. We see our brothers and sisters getting mangled out here, getting massacred, essentially. And it's just getting swept under the rug continuously. So
it's our reality.
It's our reality. And we can't take our lives like jokes. We made Mary Jane and Munchies to be a benefit for all those around us, especially our melanated Black people. So as you go through this episode, take that in note. And if you would like to get in contact with Black Lives Matter, it's blacklivesmatter@allowercase.com. Thank you. Why are you pushing my glass? What's up?
It's Mary Jane and
Munchies. Hey, Trash.
What's good? What's good? What's good?
Everything. We just over here chilling. Like villains. Doing some research so we ain't talking illy.
You was definitely looking like a villain today, so I believe you.
Looking like a villain? Okay, because I stay plotting on these hoes. Always. Always here forever.
So what's up, guys? We here at Mary Jane and Munchies, along with our guest co-host Trash, wanted to have open, honest, truthful discussion both about the quarantine and how it's been affecting getting weed, sharing weed, etc., and also about race relations and what's been going on since the murder of George Floyd. So I wanted to start off with some facts. Is that cool with everybody?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the Wikipedia entry, which has been verified and sourced by a couple of other different places, but it's just a nice, cohesive way to start off. On May 25th, 2020, George Floyd, a 46-year-old Black man, died in Minneapolis, Minnesota, after Derek Chauvin, a white police officer, knelt on Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes while Floyd was handcuffed face down in the street. Two other officers further restrained Floyd, and a fourth officer prevented onlookers from intervening. During the final 3 minutes, Floyd was motionless and had no pulse. Officers made no attempt to revive him, and Chauvin's knee remained on Floyd's neck even as emergency medical technicians attempted to treat him. Floyd had been arrested on suspicion of passing a counterfeit $20 bill in a nearby market. Several witnesses took videos of the incident, which were widely circulated and broadcast, along with security camera footage from nearby businesses. Officers' body cam footage has not been released. A criminal complaint later filed against Chauvin stated that Floyd repeatedly said he could not breathe while standing outside a police car, resisted getting in the car, and intentionally fell down. He went to the ground face down, and after Chauvin placed his knee on Floyd's neck, Floyd repeatedly said, "I can't breathe, mama, and please." Two autopsies determined the manner of Floyd's death to be homicide. The Hennepin County Medical Examiner's autopsy found that Floyd died from cardiac arrest during restraint after being subjected to neck compression. A second autopsy commissioned by Floyd's family found that the evidence is consistent with mechanical asphyxia as a cause of death, with neck compression restricting blood flow to the brain and back compression restricting breathing. All four officers were fired the day after the incident. On May 29th, Chauvin was charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. And on June 3rd, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison amended Chauvin's charges to include second-degree murder, and the other three officers were charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. The FBI and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension are both investigating the incident. After Floyd's death, demonstration and protests against use of excessive force by police officers and lack of police accountability were held globally. Protests in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area were initially peaceful on the 26th, but many became violent as detractors looted. Some demonstrators skirted with police who fired tear gas and rubber bullets. Additional protests all over the country, including all 50 states. Floyd's death has been compared to the death of Eric Garner, a black man who repeated, "I can't breathe," while in a fatal chokehold placed in a New York police officer. Placed by a New York police officer in 2014. So that's just a quick fact, so we have somewhere to start, everybody. So I'll give the floor first to Traj, and why don't you just give us your reactions on hearing that?
Unfortunately, this has become our norm. This isn't anything new from this generation or the generation before, or the generation even before that. It's sad. We live in a world or a time that we are treated less than animals. And until we're willing to rise up and do something about it, and I don't mean rioting or looting, because at the end of the day, that doesn't convey a message of we're tired of being oppressed. It, you know what I mean? Like it kind of reacts or takes away from, you know, people feeling or saying that they're upset about our black men and our black women as well being murdered. And yes, they're being murdered, you know, like it's nothing. I am all for revolutionizing. I am all for us standing up. I am all for us coming together, you know, to earn God-given rights that we are already owed as a people.
Very true.
You know what I mean? It's just like I tell people, even though you go, quote unquote, slavery is over, we just tend to trade one shackle for another.
Agreed.
Even like as you look at looting, a lot of even the looting were done on black businesses. That sucks. You know what I mean? I mean, doesn't matter the color period of a person, but that sucks even more if you're talking about that you're working towards a black equality or black goals or building us of being seen as a people, and then you're attacking your own people. I will say, like, the greatest way to get a person's attention after is to do an act that people aren't gonna like agitate them, and then after agitating them, they have to rise. This is a revolution. You know, don't get that wrong. Don't take that away. This is, but we need to come about it and do it the right way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Did you want to go, Queenie, or did you want me to go?
Go ahead. I want you to go.
Okay. So I'm both a political person, I'm an action person, and I'm an Afro-Latina with a disability. And I also watched the video, and if anybody would like to see the video in its entirety, contact us and we'll DM it to you. I don't want to post it and get my page in trouble, but it's pretty graphic. So if you'd like to see that video and have that just as another piece of factual knowledge, DM the Mary Jane and Munchies page on Instagram and we'll get it to you. Human life is so precious. It's created so magically, so uniquely. No matter how many times we try to do it without humans, it never quite works, the way the natural process works. And for one human to take another human's life, who's that other human's job is to protect life and the sanctity of life, called for more than a letter writing campaign. It called for more than like a peaceful protest in front of the station that ended promptly at 5 p.m. It called for just bare grief and outrage. It called for new people getting involved. And so when you mentioned like those Black businesses, I love supporting Black businesses, but Black businesses can't be complacent either. Just like Black and people of color cannot be complacent. You can't see injustice being done and say, well, you know, I do what I can by having a Black business. Do you employ Black people? Do you then donate to Black causes? Are you philanthropic, or do you just make money and continue about your day? I think George's death in front of other people of color reminds me of us selling out each other to get on the slave ship. You know, avoiding the inevitable by pushing somebody else in front of us. And there's nothing wrong in being scared. There's nothing wrong in not wanting to put yourself in physical danger. But there is something wrong with being silent about human injustice. It's, for me, George Floyd showed that we are human. That's what he showed. Like, you know, all the other deaths up until then, there was a lot of conversation about why the person died and how they got to that point where the cop had to kill them. But this was not that. This was so clearly a violation of human rights. And like you mentioned earlier, Traj, this has been going on for so long that this was just too much. During a pandemic, when there's already an economic crisis for people of color, when there's already a health crisis for people of color, when there's already an educational crisis for their children, this too. So people are going to riot, they're going to loot. I hope that the rioting and the looting, because I'm not encouraging that violence, I hope that it starts to slow down. I hope if you continue to riot and loot, that you focus that attention on the institutions and organizations that have actually systemically oppressed people of color. I hope that we pivot into the conversational aspect of this movement. But I'm fine with the outrage and the burning of the city and all the businesses getting destroyed, because we're all complacent. We all watch it happen. It's not just one of us. It's all, we're all spectators and bystanders to murders. You know, they're murders. They're people who are getting killed before they're getting tried for anything. So it's not that, you know, it's our fault. We didn't do the murder, but we have to not be complacent. It's not enough to record the incident. You know, it's just not enough. Go ahead.
Hold on. I need to light up for this, because I have a very... I've been waiting all week for this shit. All week for this shit. All week for me to ask all week.
I hear you. Like, as she was talking, I'm sitting over here. Some things I agree with what she said, some things I didn't. But, like, this is definitely deep. Like, if this incident does not unite us as a people, and what I mean unite, I'm talking about as far as funding back into our communities, funding back into our businesses, supporting each other, because we're the one race that doesn't support each other the way other races do.
Right. Now that's the part, you know? I hear you. You know what I'm saying? That's the part I understand about us not wanting to destroy our own businesses. I get that part. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? I get that. That makes sense to me. I guess the only part that I understand and encounter is that just heartbreak, that we would be dying in mass due to COVID and still be hunted.
And I definitely, like I said, I get you. Like I said, 400 years years ago, we were in bondage or in chains, and we just, like I said, obviously we've just exchange those chains with another pair of chains. Free but not free, apparently. But now is the time to unite. Now is the time for us as a people, as a whole, to put any grievances that we have with each other aside, any backbiting, any crabs in a barrel, as far as like, oh, well, we don't want to see our brothers and sisters move forward or ahead. Now is the time that we need to unite. No one is saying that you should not be angry. No one is saying that we should not revolutionize, but do it in a right way.
Right.
And looting does not portray that consciously in the right way. You know what I'm saying? Now is the time of all that gang beef to be put aside, all that hating on your sisters, hating on your brothers, whether they straight, gay, trans, right, etc. Now is a time as a people who are being treated as and being seen less than as people, that we unite and let the world know we're not going to take this anymore. We've been taking this far too long. I don't want, if this ever happens, I don't want my children or my children's children to have to experience or go through things that we've gone through, our parents have gone through, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our ancestors. I don't want to leave that type of legacy to our children. Like, we are now that generation that needs to nip, fight, and end this bullshit, because that's exactly what it is. This is bullshit that we have allowed to occur for so long.
Yeah, I do believe that. As unpopular of opinion as Kanye's "Black people chose to be slaves" opinion was, there's something to be said about allowing people to treat you a certain way. Not to say that you can avoid danger or bad mistreatment all the time, but still, what you allow, you know, if every Black person stood until, in my state at least, the police had a better response to African American, I'm not paying taxes. Not one Black person not paying taxes, but a whole neighborhood, a whole three neighborhoods, a whole four neighborhoods. Then the conversation shift. Yes, you can arrest everybody, but you can only keep arresting everybody for so long. Someone has to open things, operate things. You can't arrest a whole town. I think there's strength in numbers. And we're being seen that with the protest, because it's keeping this conversation going in workplaces and everywhere, when normally it would have been over by now. That's why I say the brutal outrage is necessary, because the outrage needs to stop when the conversation can be sustained without mentioning it. And I think maybe it's getting there, but I know and I see it's not there yet, because they still need to mention the protest. It's not enough that he died. That wasn't enough for the conversation.
Sorry. So just to like...
Oh yeah, go ahead, Queen.
It's okay, y'all. I mean, I was waiting, so I'm just happy the baton gets thrown to me. Unless you have something to say, Trudge.
No, go ahead. I mean, this is a topic I could talk about all day, but go ahead, speak, Queen. It's your time to shine.
Like, I don't play that shit. Homie don't play this shit. Homie don't play this shit at all. Like, here, when I saw Brother Man, rest in peace, Mr. Floyd, beg, oh, and I ain't got nothing to do? Oh, really? This what we do? Oh, this what we do, though. Okay, I see you. Oh, you was doing this before, so, you know, but you know I can see you doing this. And they said, they was just happy on that day, too. I said, nigga, please, this what we gonna have to do. Everybody, go ahead and pray, right? Everybody pray, right? Everybody pray, right? Now get some action in that ass. Because at the end of the day, this is not the first time, nor will it be the last time. But I'd rather it be...
I agree.
It, see this as a true lesson and realize how much worthy... Or, sorry, no, that's poor. How golden we are.
because I won't even put worth on our name. We are absolutely fantabulistic, espialidociously great, okay, as people. We're a lot smarter than what we even believe we could be. But just let's go back here and bring the validity into, you know, what I'm saying and how we could put this in action today. Everybody, right now, go and think of what you actually can do in life that's actually good, what you gifted with, all right? Because this man lost his life. We just seen this over and over and over again. And I'm not saying I'm numb to it, but this is what you're going to do to get this action and you can actually do something for yourself. Know your gift, know your trade, and get qualified in it, period. Refine yourself and become the business person you have to be. Not even on no, like, everybody has to be a business person, but more so on a, ooh, you know what? My cousin, she's a hustler, so I need to go work for her. Or I'm a chef, so let me go ahead and start figuring out how I can be qualified in every way possible so nobody can ever, ever come for your legacy. That's what I'm talking about. Legacy and dynasty in this, because you got to remember, this man had children, friends, family, everything. So people are, we can go and make this a very sad situation.
Because you mean he was a whole human being?
Oh, yeah.
Like a whole breathing, yeah, living organism, yeah, with, girl, thoughts, oh, opinions.
No, what? Yeah. So everybody understands the fact
that he wasn't a wild game animal?
Oh, girl.
They treat wild game animals better. No. They don't want to crush the net. No. So they display it.
No, we have been poached for years.
Right.
We've been poached for years.
They treat us like elephants.
We've been poached for years.
Take our tusks.
Everything. Poached are like poached. To make examples. For what else do we need to make examples anymore for? Unless we're making a fucking stance. Period. I don't have time for the, oh yeah, me and this nigga go through this, blah, blah. Get your shit and grind. Because your children... The children that you have a monotony of, or, you know, blah, 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 these are the ones that got to live in this world. And you know what my sister's got to say about this? Oh, this is just another one. Oh, dang. Anyway, because you know what?
Right.
At the end of the day,
they got to push through.
They got to push. Exactly. They got to live their life. So a lot of this stuff is, it could be like a hard crushing thing on us, and we can lose, we can rage out. But if you are not grinding right now in this time period, if that didn't give you a incentive to do what you need to do, then what are you doing? Your existence means something. Do you think this is the clout you want to sacrifice your life for? Like, this man sacrificed his life for us to be able to do better. Period. If we ain't got it now, you ain't got it ever. This was during a pandemic. These niggas didn't even have no mask on. What they was fucking questioning?
Why nobody didn't say that? So I'm like, who were these four unmasked cops?
So why?
They just spreading the corona.
Why are we gonna get political? Stop! Don't we can get political, right? Go ahead and do what you need to do. I'm respecting the people who do that shit. But let's get real. Let's get real.
Brandon, our therapy dog is ignorant. I think it's because he half white. That's that shit.
Yeah, I can't with you.
But yeah, so like, I don't have time for no dietary mess like that. You better get yours. You know, you spent all this money on A, B, and Z. Go ahead and sell that shit and get you a little plot of land somewhere, because they coming. They coming for us. They been coming.
Right, I was about to say.
Like, look outside your window right now and see what you have that is actually durable in this time, in this world. How long can you be preserved? What you do with your stimulus check? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Reflect before it's all too late, because a lot of times nobody's going to accept no jive turkey mess when it's your funeral. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have a lot to say, because you're going to be another statistic. Don't allow it. Govern yourself. Do it.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, whether we want to realize it or not, we are at war. We've been at war for so long, but we've been losing. It's a war that we've been losing. It's a war that we have been complacent with. It is a war that has not yet woken us up. We've been asleep. And I say we've been asleep because an incident will happen, we'll get mad, and then something will come out, or some, you know, whether it's monetary, music, stimulus, something that will distract you from things that have been going on for so long, and we're right back to, okay, that 15 minutes of, you know, us yelling or being angry is over.
Oh, yes. I concur with that statement.
This isn't the first time that an African-American male has been killed, and unfortunately, this will not be the last until we do something about it. And let's not kid ourselves. Through revolutionary, there will be bloodshed. There will be loss of life. Anything worth fighting for or worth having is worth dying for, and an understanding that there are going to be losses along the way. This isn't something that we need to be looking for others for help of from within and from with our community, our people. This is a time now to set our differences aside and understand that at the end of the day, we bleed the same color, whether you're dark skin, black and blue, light, whatever. We are a chosen people. We are a people of God, the children of God. And it's time for us now to unite. Stop killing each other. Stop breaking each other down. And realize that, cool, yeah, we need to have conversation in dialect, but that's going to come later. Now is the time of action. And to show them we're not going to put up with this anymore. We as a race outnumber the oppressor, yet we are still being held under a boot. Why is that?
Perception isn't the same as reality.
Can I interject something?
What's up? It's your girl, Boston Bossy, doing a quick little ad lib for my podcast, Boston Bossy. We'll be re-premiering back in September, season 3. It's going to be a lituation. I want you and your friends to come through. We're going to talk about live streaming. We're going to talk about the state of the world. We're going to talk about, does curved dicks make a difference? We're going to talk about all kinds of crazy things. Cool, fun, cool cats. Come through. Enjoy yourself. And if you really love it, join our Facebook group.
What's up? It's your girl, Queenie Jones. And this is Mary Jane and
Munchies.
So let me tell you something. A lot of people are approaching me, coming up to me, wondering, what do I have on? And let me tell you, Renelia's got me looking fly this summer. Now, I am so into my flyness and my fashion and how I'm keeping up with my day-to-day lifestyle, and you already know how we roll over here. We cook good and look good on here, Mary Jane and Munchies. This is exclusive. Only on Mary Jane and Munchies will you hear about Brunelli and what the greatness that it produces out for everyday lifestyle for you and I. Now, if you aren't into just, you know, the regular brands of, you know, hoodies and sweats, let me tell you, the expansion this gentleman has is redonkulous. Now, hoodies, t-shirts, already given. Sweatpants, given. But notebooks, mugs, and baby clothes? Did you just hear that you're going to be matching with your baby, period? Like, who's sleeping on a baby matching game? All right, that's neither here nor there. But Renelli got your back like a booty crack with this. So I know it's approaching back to school season, and a lot of y'all are confused on whether you are on campus or in-house. Now we have in-wear and outwear if you need it. So if you are down for a lifestyle brand that is for our people, yes, MJ's our people, you're our people, go ahead and conveniently look it up on theloyalist.com/Renelli and get yourself in an excellent experiment in human excellence. We are God's spoiled children.
Oh, Tobin and Ngagwe said that as well.
Okay, thank you. All right, so what that means is, yeah, in short, that we are spoiled. We like spoiled children. We act down here just doing whatever we want to do. Don't care about what happens. Don't care how it gets done.
Because when our daddy comes, he'll give us everything anyway.
We already got it. Because here's the thing.
We better at everything.
It's not even that. But besides sports, we have to be able to be the most elite version of ourselves. You know how hard it is to watch, you know, ESPN and watch the men discuss how hard of an athlete this man is, and they almost worship him. He's a great, his build is built for this, and you know, he's 5,000 kilowatts greater than A, B, and C dude, you know, and he's 6'7", and, you know, the reason why he's 6'7", and 260 is the reason why he can fly down the court like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you fantasize over A, B, and C thing. Why don't you put that same energy in yourself, dog? Like, at the end of the day, I don't have no pity for somebody who is not allowing the access of what's necessary. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead and make some sacrifices, because it's already been made on everybody else's family. Think about his family and what's going through it. So, like, go ahead and take a moment and get off your egotistical stuff. And this is not nobody towards y'all, but this is straight towards the people who need this. Like, get off your egotistical stuff. You aren't better than having three jobs. You need to get yours so you can make sure you have that one be your saving. You think I like sacrificing, you know, time and efforts and brain power? You think it's just easy? No, but you get used to it, dog. Like, at the end of the day, sisters and brothers, a lot of the access and gain of the technology we have been provided to be your sole supporter in these times. Because as long as you can look down and double tap on your timeline and look at A, B, and C and philosophize with his thoughts and her thoughts, you can do the same things for you. You don't even know the power of yourself. So that is why it is way more important to me out of this to be able to flip who I am as a person and allow that to shine more than it could be for me to be sulking and mad or not even writing. Because here's the thing. If you want to get from me, you're not even writing the right places, period. Don't write my area. Black owned business area? No, you good, son, but let's go downtown. Let's go where they care about. Let's go everywhere they care about. Because that's not the sacrifices we need to make. But go ahead. Let's see who's going to rise up the best out of this. Because at this point, you can only do what is necessary for yourself and your family. Because they ain't watching out for you like you think you've been watched. All these programs that they allowed out, all that's been sacrificed because of Corona. And we go back in discussion of what we're doing for Corona and how we handling stuff. Look, I'm being a dogmatic, more soul, and making sure mine is clean. Because at the end of the day, what else can I do? Like, it has shown on national television that they don't care. Why has it been that the television has to be the reason why we do something? Because they never cared in the first place. Our whole existence in this country is black people and melanated people. When did they ever been like, we care about you, black people? We care about you, melanated people. We love you. You ain't ever heard that from the president. And even when Barack was in office, you never heard him say, you know what? Thank you for the sacrifices for everything. Here's reparation. He couldn't even do himself. So go ahead and tell me when they actually cared. That was a symbol of comfort. We have comfort in this country. So let's get out and do a little stuff that's whipping.
I'll say this, like, stop looking for a system that isn't meant to help us.
This is why you're my best friend. We're not even in the Constitution. We were property then. Why we expect a country to accept us that didn't value us? We were just property.
We're still right. Property now. But
I know that's
right. I will.
Jesus.
And I hear you on that. And I get it, you know, and I praise you for recognizing your own sovereignty. But I'll say this, we're like horses, you know what I mean? When you want to distract the horse, you put a blinder on. We have wore blinders for so long. We temporarily take them off, or our eyes may, you know, pass through. We see a little, like I said, we momentarily get angry. Like, you can do, when's enough enough? When are you getting tired of being tired of doing candlelight vigils? Or seeing moms or wives or sisters or brothers or children crying for their lost ones. The time is now, not tomorrow, not 10 years from now, but right now. The time is now for us as a people to rise up, unite, to love each other, regardless of sexual preference, treat each other as equals too within our own community. Get men treating women as equals, not treating them as less than, but loving all of us because we are all connected in one way. But it is now our time to build our capital, to get our lands, to get our guns, whatever weapon that you feel you, now is our time to show the world and show our oppressors that we will not anymore under any circumstances have that boot on our neck. We will not be violated and treated less than by those who are meant to protect and serve. That. We will not be a joke by the king of trolls who is sitting in a White House. We will not kill each other, but instead uplift and build each other, because that's what we should do. We are kings and queens, and somehow along the way we lost that understanding of where we come from.
Knowledge of self.
If we have no nation, let's build our nation.
Right.
I think this will be communalized.
This is one of the reasons why, like I said, you don't see the United Nations step in or any other country. You know, people just gawk and watch because we have no nation. We are a people divided and spread across the world when we were here first. Mm-hmm. Black people, we were here first. We are the original man and woman.
Yeah, but seeing the God in yourself is hard when you're treated so horribly. For some, it dawns on them that they wouldn't treat us so poorly if we weren't worth something. The amount of resources they spend to put the Black community in a negative light is massive. I mean, the war machine they do against the Black and Brown community is massive. But that's only because how powerful we are. As an Afro-Latina, Latinos show it time and time again what unity looks like. For people of color, they show it with walkouts, they show it with unionization, they show it in something as simple as hiring each other and taking whatever that comes with, but knowing that they are effective in their community because they are their community. You know, if you're a Black business owner who doesn't do business with other Black business owners and or hire Black people, then yeah, you are part of that problem, because we already know where they're not going to get hired. We already know what system isn't welcoming them. So where else are they supposed to go? They have to have a safe place to call home. That's what the Asian community has over us. That's what the Jewish community has over us, is a sense of home, a sense of a group of people that want you and like you. And you one of them, and you eat their food, you play their games, and that's okay if all those differences for us are vast. That's fine if you like spades, I play gin rummy, and you play go fish. That's fine. That's beautiful. As long as we know we can all play on the same card table.
I definitely think Black people need to stop equalizing themselves to anything that they have provided us. We don't need to be in a situation where we're trying to get like them. I'm trying to be like them. I want to be like them. Right. Fuck it up. Right. Let's get it. I want that money like they get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit is going to be so much more diluted now. Because honestly, what it all would take is, and I'm about to give you a formula, and y'all tell me if you agree to this. If everybody just tried, okay, let's do the best they could. I know this is some weird stuff I'm saying, this might be new to some people. You never do this before. And actually accepted some maturity in your life. You know, do that, right? Do that right over the summer, all right? Corona, you got a lot of self-reflection. Do all that. But with that self-reflection, go ahead and take that and go ahead and create one thing, one product, one idea, one investment, one enhancement, okay? Just one that you believe could change your life, right? Now do that for 6 months. Now you have 6 months to revitalize your life, you know, in best in your concurrent ways. You know, I'm not telling you to flip no freaking bags of money or nothing like that, unless you can. Now don't make this goal obnoxiously stupid, okay? Make it something that you know you can achieve because you've done it before in some type of way. All right, so now, this next 6 months, all right, you're going to find a class, a job, a school, something that you can apply this idea, thought, product, or business, of course, Now do that. Now, for all those who couldn't do that, create a YouTube page on why you couldn't do that. Okay? You can get monetized for your complaints or your thoughts or your anxieties. It's been shown many of white people want you to believe that you can't do shit that they do. Now, you make it your own. Now, you can have a whole compilation of you crying. You know, I'm a little punk. Ah. You can do that for like 60 days, showing how crying enhanced your life or turns you emo. Something like that. Get your money. My whole point is that is the sole solution, right quick. Now, those of you who have land, you already are in the optimal situation. You are actually safe. Go ahead and start growing something on your land. All right? Now, I know that's a lot, but YouTube tell you how to do it. Now, I'm literally...
Hire a brown person to do it.
Say a lot for
hire a brown person to do it for you.
Boom. I bet they would know.
Revitalize your community. Wow. I'm getting some tasty vegetables.
Wow. Because you know what I learned about the Latinx community? That they will actually help black people.
Yeah, they would. If y'all just never invite them to the meeting so they don't come.
So, yep.
Like, here's the difference. Brown people wouldn't invite black people. I mean, y'all show up late a lot. And well, you don't know, but but we all
really
tell each other we're going to be late.
I'm definitely putting you in timeout. I'll
be late too. I'm Afro-Latino. I'll be either super late or super early.
See, but I don't even look at it as a separation. I just, honestly speaking, look at Latinos as black people with an accent. We're literally all under, you know. We're literally all
like, I don't understand why black people rent when they can just rent a house
dialect or syntax.
They could buy a house together.
I will say this, like, to my brothers and my sisters. I love you, my people. Like, often we don't share that or hear that or incorporate, I love my people. I wouldn't give up being black for anything, even in this current, like, predicament or day and age that we're going through. I just pray. I just hope. I believe that we will finally learn from things that we've constantly been turning the page on or going, that's not my problem, and go, enough's enough. Yeah. Like I said, this is a war.
Yep. And it's our job
wars
as broadcasters to make sure that the truth gets out there, make a safe place for people to comment and find out information. But most of all, keep the dialogue going. Like, you know, I watched the president's town hall on YouTube and it was wonderful. I'm sorry, I mean Obama's. Obama's town hall, because he knows how to use technology. Obama's town hall with my brother's keeper, zero campaign leaders, a whole bunch of other really thoughtful leaders in different sects and different levels, was about what to do after. But he also left that room in that space for people just to protest, just to get it out of their system. Because some people just want to be, for the first time, angry. They've been beaten down for so long, they just want to be angry. And they don't want to say nothing stupid to you like why they're angry. Why are you upset, John? Because someone killed another black person, and I'm black, and I feel afraid. You might kill me. I'm saying I might ding your car. You might say a black man tried to run you down and have the police shoot me. I don't know. I don't know how you guys think. I don't know if you think it's a game when we say we could die from interactions with the police. You call them anyway. So I think you're trying to kill me. That's how black people feel sometimes.
There's nothing wrong with being angry. I'm all for being angry. I systematically understand why we are angry, but being angry isn't enough. If you allow yourself to just wallow in anger, you end up systematically tearing yourself apart.
I mean, I certainly don't think being angry can be the only thing that comes out of this?
Angry should be the reason that you're motivated to do something. But just to sit there and wallow in that anger, oh, I'm angry. Okay, cool.
What I are guess you doing for me, this is the first time I've felt an appropriate reaction to such a drastic thing. I mean, even after Trayvon Martin, we had speeches and we wore shirts. But then, like, Sandra Bland, like, it, I felt this time people were like, nah. And maybe it's because
it's repetitive, though.
With the pandemic.
I mean, that sucked. Like, listen, you know, not kidding. 2020 has definitely been a year of, like, can we just throw this whole shit away and start over?
But it just definitely felt like this was, like, the response that might have prevented the other. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because, see, I don't know if I agree with that, though, because this is no different than
after Rodney King, but there was, after their riots, they did move forward. There was change, because there had to be. They tore Detroit, they tore those parts of California, they tore it apart. I mean, there are stores that just never rebuilt.
Yeah, but obviously not not enough change if we're still repeating.
We can't and this change who we are.
This change, I mean, you speak of is so foreign. Like, what do you mean? What you talking about, Willis?
We don't. I've always said we don't belong here. So we got to deal with the fact that we don't belong here. This never going to be comfortable.
I disagree.
Why?
I disagree. I disagree. Because we as a people have been all over this world. Not just hear me out real quick. We have been all over this world. Like I said, we are the original people. That's the unmelanated ones or the abnormals or whatever. We have always been the majority. You know, and different shades, dialects, and terms, but we are the original people. We are a forgiven people, to be totally honest. We forgive too easily. We've somehow got caught up into that turn the other cheek shit, forgetting that we were originally warriors, mathematicians, kings, queens, doctors, scientists. You know what I'm saying? Like, we allow people to tell us our history without learning our history. You know what I mean? When you lose a battle, it's easier for the winner to depict the story the way they want to do. We have lost our sense of self-worth as a people. Because, like I said, this isn't anything new that's just come out the wazoo. This has been happening for years. We get angry a little bit, we get distracted, we fall back. So it would be nice to hope and pray. And praying is fine, but every now and then you got to throw some action on
that. I mean, listen, my militant brother and sister, I'm with the shits. I'm with that. But this is why I say, and I don't take anything away from what you said about us being the original people, because I fully agree with that, right? I was going more off of the you know, last 255, you know, 375 years of being here, right? We need to accept that we are in hostile territory, like an alien race that has a crash-landed ship. You feel what I'm saying? Like, don't think that the species that live here ever gonna be cool with us. They always gonna look at us as foreign and funny, which they should. We better than them. That's cool. Not better, superior, but better, like, if we would put ourselves in reverse, they would never have tolerated it this long. They would have been civil unrest for centuries until some kind of peace was brokered that worked for both sides.
If they would have survived it,
though. If they would have survived it. But then again, because we're not like them, it probably would have been a fair fight until they did something that killed both of us. But my point is this. If you're in a hostile territory, then you look for your allies and the ones that look like you first. And then sometimes you look deeper than that and deeper than that. And that's where you get those real familiar bonds. But you start at that base level. You look for the other aliens that look like you. And if you're gonna find some of the aliens, get See, with the whole world, and they forget they're aliens. They forget about the other aliens, and they, you know, rat the other aliens out to the whole world species. That's fine. All of this is expected in a hostile territory. Things get crazy. But keeping that mind frame and never getting comfortable, like, one day we'll come to a place where we're... No, we won't. Because if we really get offended, they don't belong here neither. They here illegally too. They worrying about us and our effect, their effect on the planet from their being here. Just here. Not even everywhere else. Just right here in America has been so negative. They've wiped out species. Meanwhile, we've made electricity. We've repaired babies' hearts.
I will say this. We are a superior people with an inferiority complex.
I have no desire to be that has been by past that do to each other what they do to each other. Never mind what they do to us. That's its own bad.
That has been...
What they do to each other, I'm all set. I don't want to be treated like them. I don't want to be equal. I don't want them to respect us. I want human rights, living organisms, to have a high standard. That's all. I don't care if you like us or don't like us, want to give us or not give us things. That's fine. But you just can't think that you take our life and that the response is, okay, we're going to go to court in your court with your judges. And we're going to go in front of your jury with your friends and your attorneys on both sides. And then you're going to say that your cop didn't do anything wrong in your system, and then it's Tuesday. No, y'all better go follow your rules when you get in that room, or y'all gonna come back to being successful.
I'll say this, like,
I don't think so.
I don't think all cops are bad. I don't think all judges are bad. I don't think. Hold on, let me just finish. I don't think all presidents are the idiot that we have in office currently. I will say that this system is flawed if we ever believed that it was meant to help us. So for all those good people of color who decided, hey, I'm going to join this system and I'm going to make it better from within, it's not going to happen. It's literally an oxymoron. This system was never meant to help us. So no matter how good or no matter how hard you try to build those relations, like, or to sit there and go, I'm going to help from the inside,
not going to work. I want to finish your thought because...
You can't... Okay. You can't, we have, even though people go, oh, Black Lives Matter, it should be All Lives Matter, or there are the few people who actually do see us as human, and some of us don't even see ourselves as human. We have been looked at, branded as, and treated as property from the minute those chains have been put on us. We have toiled this land that you even go that we are alien or foreign to, but who knows this land better than us other than the natives? We have toiled, we have broken bones, we have shed blood, we have picked cotton, we have filled it, we have built, we have even created and allowed others to take from us. Like, we are a strong people, but weak in the same sense. Because we, like I said, that forgiving nature is just, we're so quick to forgive. And now is the time, no more. Do we want our children to, like, live this type of life? Do we want our future children and their future? Now is the time as a people. Enough. Enough. And no, it's not saying, oh, white people are devils or white people are... No, it's not about that. Now it's a time for us to unite, to build, to strengthen, and to allow any presence to know that we will not take this from anyone.
Going right off of that sentiment, Queenie Jones, you had something you wanted to impart with our audience.
As an initiation to how we're going to get it, I told you to start off with a prayer, okay? So this is the prayer you can use if you don't know how to pray. All right.
We're holding hands. You can just imagine you're holding our hands.
All right. Thank you, God, for allowing us to gather here today. Higher power, whatever you need to be able to receive this message. Let us be able to all communalize and gather what our true purpose is on this earth that you have provided us, God. And thank you so much for allowing us to be able to come together in a time of need like this. I'm so sorry to the sacrifice that has been constantly given on our people. But today we will unite and grow. Whether it be your mother, your sister, your friend, or whoever you need to be your support mechanism, your father, allow them to be your support mechanism in your future endeavors. And whatever your endeavors may be, allow you to be able to have a clear, level-headed, and very, very, very much a understanding of what you can do for the world. Stop belittling yourself. Allow yourself to reach further to whatever your dreams truly are. Let that allow you to be the person you need to be, okay? Because who you are is beautiful, period. Who you are is necessary, period. Who you are is a gift, because we are God's spoiled children, melanated and Black people. So you need to understand what children we need to grow up at this time. Learn something and give something to somebody else. Amen.
Amen. All right, so we're going to continue this conversation, Traj and I, on Boston Bossy. That episode, along with Traj's initial episode on Mary and Jane and Munchies, will be up in the next week. We thank you so much for joining Mary Jane and
Munchies
on this very, very special episode with our boy Traj. If you want to get any more information about any of us, there'll be links in the description. Where can they find you outside of Anchor, Traj?
Instagram, Tragedy L Dark, or Tragedy TL Dark. Twitter, Tragedy Dark. Facebook, Tragedy Dark. I mean, yeah, yes, pretty much. Soon, yeah, pretty much.
Soon my empire
no,
will
no,
rise.
No, no, you're dragging it. I'm gonna need you to stop trying to pimp me out. Thank you. Like,
You know, the figures would be wild.
That was cute, though.
Support Black businesses.
That was cute, though.
Support Black businesses.
I definitely appreciate you guys. Have it be good. Like, this is awesome. I love it. I am happy to now, like, be a part of this shit. I just definitely want our people once again to know I love y'all. I see you, Black people.
We love you, Black man. We love you. We love you, too, man. We love you.
I appreciate it.
Bye, y'all. Thank you so much for joining Mary Jane.
Yeah, I can't with y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't with you.